You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome to the Collective Brain Fun Time. Here's your host, Jay.
Thanks, Winnie. Welcome to episode 237. Now, let's bring out this week's contestants. And since we're just returning from break, we're going to bring them all out at once. So first, we have Ken. Hey, Ken, come on out.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Oh, very good.
Okay. Very good. Next, we have Brad. Come on out,
hey,
Brad.
Hey, baby.
Yep, stand right there. Yeah, you got it. Then we've got Jimmy, the last contestant.
Jimmy.
Come on out, Jimmy.
It was before times.
Jimmy!
All right. So we're just getting back from our winter break. Now, do you...
I don't think it stopped being winter.
Yeah.
Do you guys...
Even though it's still warm.
Do you guys realize we've been podcasting... Well, Jimmy and I started this 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Almost to the day. It was February 22nd, 2011. And
wow.
Jimmy and I recorded our first podcast, and I released it that same night. No edit. You know, it was just like, okay, it's done. Okay, let's put it up. And that was
it. Do you have the day written down in your journal?
Oh, I'm sure. I should have looked that up.
Yeah.
See what all I said about it. See how exciting it was.
Well, right. Just read your journal entry at the end, or you know, like when you're editing this, just read it.
Oh yeah, a little voiceover.
Yeah, put it in there. Yeah.
So here we are, 10 years later. And
wow, who'd have thunk it?
Man,
I'm definitely 10 pounds heavier.
Yeah, me too.
So
more.
Yeah, man. Yeah, think how things have changed in the last 10 years. Because back then, man, we were all, well, Ken and I were still at the warehouse. And actually, Jimmy, I don't know. Had you worked there yet in the warehouse?
I might have been there.
I started working January 2005.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you had, because that's when we were talking about podcasts, when we carpooled and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Yeah, that was crazy. Anyway.
We called it carpool.
So now... I'm still in the same job situation. You know, actually they sent a survey to the, as far as I know, 95%.
Would you like a job?
Yeah, 95% of people that have been furloughed, you know. Are you available to come back if called and stuff like that? You know, they said... you know, things are starting to turn around. They're starting to see some business and blah, blah, blah. And basically, they were just wondering how many have moved on, you know, and who they still have to pull from to bring back. And so I did that.
I didn't do that.
But yeah, that's – so I'm still – yeah, still not willing just to leave after all, you know. 31
sure.
years next year. I mean, next month. So
if they offered you a hotel gig somewhere, what would you say?
I don't know. That's what I'll have to figure out. It almost depends on where the hotel is. If it's downtown or south, possibly.
Yeah.
It's, you know, St. Charles. Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Anywhere west. Yeah. Nope. Can't do that. So, yeah, it's... I don't know. And eventually they're going to need, you know, logistics again. They'll have to hire a driver and someone to schedule all the routes. You know, that's perfect. You know, inventory management.
Because
inventory is a mess right now in the city, but who knows?
You could be the inventory control person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to need.
So, Ken, how's your... I know you said you sent out a few more applications at one point.
Yeah, let's see. I actually had went on an interview maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. pretty close to here, and I was it's kind of a mutual thing. It wasn't for me. It was more of a it said it was a shipping, position, but it's actually more than that. It was this place that made conveyor belts of all things. So they make these huge conveyor belts, send them out, and then before you ship them, you have to like take them out, inspect them, and make sure measure them, make sure all the measurements are correct, and some of them are could weigh 100 pounds or whatever, and I was like, not for me, was pretty much just in a warehouse, no air conditioning in the summertime.
Oh yeah,
just a warehouse situation,
Is that what you're looking for, Ken? Like another warehouse type of job?
No, not really. Yeah. I had to, but that's really what I'm trying to get far away from, because I've done it, and
sales, is that what you're going for?
No.
Guitar player?
Yeah.
Guitar fisherman?
I don't really know what I want to do.
You haven't decided what you want to do when you grow up.
No, not really. No.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's going to be harder than I think to find another job. I don't know. From people I've heard and just from my surface looking, I'm like, I think this is going to be pretty tough thing here.
Yeah, well, I'm being picky, too, because, I made up my mind. It's like, I'm not working weekends, that's out. I'm just not doing it. And, I'm not working like nights or, shift work or anything like that. So that, a lot of things I'm finding is like, or stuff that I would want to do, like, work at Bass Pro Shop. I did actually send an application in there. Mm-hmm. But there again, you're talking weekends and
any time of day shifts
and I'm just to the point where it's like
I'm imagining Ken like putting on the wetsuit and having to go into the tanks to clean them.
I'd be fine.
His body is swimming through there. That'd be awesome.
And the pay, man, it's that's the tough hurdle right there to get over. Low are you willing to go?
That position, thinking, well, I don't know, and they never really tell you, it's the other thing, like, well, what do you expect to make? It's like, what kind of, what kind of a question is that,
Right? Yeah. Well,
What do you say,
how much you got?
$25 an hour.
Right. Yeah. One of the hotel guys that was furloughed, he went to work at Costco just to have something, in the interim. Yeah. And I heard from someone else who talked to him, and he thinks he's just going to stay there. He said, if they call me back, I don't think I'm going to go back. So I thought, now, the hotel guys don't make all that much anyway, It's not like going from a management position down to, a dock worker at Costco. But so I thought, well, man, if he's able to stay there. So, I kind of started getting in my mind. I was like, I don't know, something like that might be all right, at least for a while. Yeah. And then I typed in, pay for something like that. You're talking, $9, $10, $11. I'm like, man, that's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That position was like $15 an hour. And I was just like, you want to pay me $15 an hour? Not any air conditioning or nothing. I don't think so. I'm too old for this shit, man. I'm
sorry.
Okay. So, and Jimmy, Jimmy's still at his job.
All right. Jimmy,
as far as I know, right?
Yeah, I haven't gotten rid of me yet.
Yeah. So how's that going?
Good. It's full time still, so that's excellent.
Yeah.
doing the Lord's work.
And then Brad, you're same position? I mean, same situation?
Same situation. They actually switched me back over to hourly. Well, for this time since like March, they just like we didn't have to clock in or out. And just past week and a half, they switched us back over to hourly kind of thing. So we got to watch our times and clock in and out for lunch. And it's like
they must mean they're out of government funding or something.
Yeah, I would think something changed on their end. But they did start funding the 401ks again, so that's good. They did that the first of the year.
That's good.
That might be something to do with it. I don't know.
Are the
cruise lines
picking back up any?
I've seen
like advertisement, the cruise lines.
I mean, there's still, all the workers on the ships, so we send stuff out for them, but I don't know if anybody's actually cruising.
Yeah. I just saw an advertisement today for, like, you can get a cruise real cheap, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're advertising, you know, I guess.
Right.
Later in the...
Yeah, I would imagine we'll probably see more of that with really low rates, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they'll jack up the prices for, like, the buffets and or all-you-can-eats, you know. Well, you didn't get the all-inclusive.
Right. Yep. That's going to cost you double.
And this is our coronavirus-free restaurant.
It costs extra.
Yeah.
So another thing I was concerned with was my benefits, because the company, we still get benefits through them. And I was like, man, if they cut that off, then I think it's time to look, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's a big chunk.
Yeah, but I heard they're good through the end of this year with keeping everybody on benefits.
That's good.
So they're owned by this huge company that owns all these other companies. And we, even though we are so huge, we're actually like one of their smaller ones.
Yeah.
And so they just threw some money at, you know, the company just so they can survive this year, you know, at least get through that. But they're already seeing, you know, business pick up a little bit. And, you know, if things do keep getting better, there's just going to be more. Obviously, they'll have more revenue and everything than they expected. And somehow, I got a bonus check for fourth quarter last year.
Hey.
I don't know if they set their goals really low, but that was what surprised me. I was like, how did they hit any kind of goals last year? But
yeah.
I don't know.
Just like one mic stand you had run out or something.
Right.
Maybe it was like cumulative from the beginning of the year to,
yeah. Yeah, like. Could have been, but all right. So Brad and I talked a little bit earlier about, you know, COVID around us. He was asking if anyone, in my family or anything has got it. And no, but my dad did get vaccine yesterday through the VA.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So he's like the first person I know. Of course, I don't talk to a lot of people anymore, but yeah.
Right.
First person that I know that it's been vaccinated. So,
yeah.
My
cousin's a ER doctor, so she got vaccinated.
Okay.
Which one?
I don't know. I don't know what he got.
I think she got Moderna.
Yeah. I actually had to. Yeah, so having parents, you know, at an older age, they get so, yeah, you don't even know my stepdad, but he just gets so bent out of shape about everything, you know. So they're out in Arizona. It's just a giant cluster out there, sure. You know, with people trying to get shots. So they have this like 24-hour, like their football stadiums where, you know, you have to drive through and get these shots, you know, one of the few places around. And so they only have so many appointments. Well, you know, they're already booked up. You know, it's halfway through January, and all of March is already, or February is already filled, you know.
Okay.
So they're just like, we're not going there. We're just going to wait, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm like, well, you may never get, you may never get a shot.
Right.
So, you know, let me look into it, you know. So I did. I went online and just, you know, they were telling me that the pharmacies out there, kind of like in this grocery stores, you know, like ours now or whatever. Like, you know, the Schnucks Pharmacy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Deerberg. So, or like other pharmacy stores have stores inside certain grocery stores. So, certain pharmacies were offering these, offering shots. Well, you had to go online and make an appointment. You know, it's the same thing. You know, you go on, like, make an appointment, you look. It's like, no, there's nothing open for the month of February, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus. But what I found out was, and by checking every few days, like at the beginning of the week, they are end of the week, they add, you know, about a week's worth of appointments for certain places that are getting shot. So you basically just got to go through all the stores and see which ones, you know, has appointments available. So I lucked out and found one like within 15 minutes of their house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, I started this quest on like maybe a Thursday, and by, I guess it was maybe a week. Within 3 or 4 days, I had an appointment, you know, booked. So, you know, they were just like, oh, you're never going to get an appointment. Blah, blah, blah. They don't have anything for 2 months. Oh, we're not going to settle down. Let me work on it. So, yeah, literally within 3 or 4 days, I had both on appointment. They went last week and on Wednesday, and both got the first shot.
They must think you're a computer whiz now.
Yeah. Well, I am a computer whiz compared to what they know about computers.
Right.
I would love to record a conversation. My mom sitting in the computer, my stepdad sitting over her shoulder. Oh my God. That would be like me gold. But anyway, yeah, they got their first shot. They got the Moderna. And actually, Amy's half sister, she wound up catching COVID about a week and a half ago. No major drawbacks.
Well, my next door neighbors caught it, both the husband and wife, and then across the street from us, the kid got it, and then like the husband and wife both got it, but they didn't have any issues. But my parents' neighbor across the street, he got COVID, and he died within like 5 days of like testing positive of it.
Wow.
He had like 4 or 5 stents put in his life, and you know, like, he's not the healthiest guy.
Right.
Smoked all of his life, kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I told you guys that early last year. Yeah, my neighbor up the street.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, you know, that unhealthy, but I guess it just depends, man.
Yeah.
Boy, and I got to thinking just earlier, it's been over a year now that I've had any kind of cold or sickness. Now, it's kind of obvious, you know, you get sick from getting it from someone else, right?
Right, getting out, being amongst other people.
Yeah, and for this year being so isolated, I was like, I have not been sick one single day. You know, no sniffles, no congestion, even sinus stuff that I normally have. You know, I haven't had any of that. This has been my healthiest year. You know, 2020 is my...
It's because you've been locked in the house for 360 days.
It's been really nice not to have my daughter sick. Like, normally she gets, you know, sick 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
School and all that.
Yeah, there's just a freak around with germs, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Kids are like germ factories anyway.
Sure.
I don't care whose kid it is.
Have your kids been pretty free, Jay?
Of sickness? Yeah. Paige, she got sick back in November. And, you know, it was all the
kissing the boys,
all the typical symptoms, you know, like of flu or of a cold or COVID, you know.
Right.
And so I was like, OK, let's take you up to the doctor. I mean, we wanted to make sure anyway. So she got the test and it was negative because they've still been in person most of this time at school.
Mm-hmm.
And
but they have masks on, right?
Yeah, and distance and all that. And there's only like 11 kids in a class, and you know, it's really weird. it's really different. But they've both been quarantined a couple of times, which meant that a student in one of their classes had tested positive. So when that happens, then any student who came in contact or could have come in contact, they're sent home for 2 weeks. You know, they just do remote learning for 2 weeks. And boy, you should – it was daily there back in, early – about December – no, it was in January. It was almost daily. Okay, we've got another student. We've got two teachers. We've got two students now, another student. And, man, it was crazy. But there's only been one email in the last, I don't know, 2-3 weeks about a kid who got who tested positive. So I was like, so I don't know. I guess it is on the decline a bit right now.
Yeah, apparently there's more people that have been vaccinated in one day now than there have been reported cases in a day.
Oh, okay.
So that's good.
Yeah. All right, so that's going to do it. We're going to continue the show. We've got a great game. It's the first time we've played this one, and we're going to hear about it right after this.
Everybody know what time it is? It's time for America's new favorite game show, Jewish Space Laser. Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to our first taping of Jewish Space Laser.
All right. This sounds exciting.
It's catching on like wildfire.
Right.
Like Jewish wildfire or just wildfire?
So, the way we play the game, we'll have questions. We're going to ask 15 questions. They're all going to be monster related. So, like, this can be films or like ancient monsters or like Greek monsters, things like that.
What about like comic strip monsters or?
Yeah, it can run the gamut of any type of monster.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to go person by person. They'll each get a chance to answer a trivia question. Each question is worth 300 points. If they get it correct, they get the 300 points. If they get it incorrect, one of the other players can try to answer the question. If they get it correct, they get the points, and they get a Jewish space laser.
Oh, yes.
If they get it incorrect, the person whose turn it is gets all of their points.
Oh.
Now, the power of the Jewish space laser. This can be invoked at any point. So if you have a Jewish space laser that you have earned, you can use it. Say, I'm Jimmy, and I'm going to use my Jewish space laser on Jason. And I invoke it. And he has to give up half of his points that he has earned.
Wow.
But if Jason has a Jewish space laser that he earned, he can use it to block the Jewish space laser, nullifying.
So when you invoke it, is that you're getting half their points that they've earned the whole game, or just that last question? Okay.
Half the points, they've got the whole game.
Okay. Wow.
Now, so is this something you would do towards the end of the game, probably?
Yes. Now, at the end of the game, if there is a tie, or if the first player is within half of points to the second player, the second player can invoke the Jewish space laser on the first player.
Okay.
And, you know, you want to be able to have enough Jewish space lasers to be able to block that attack.
That was going to be my next question. Can you accumulate the lasers and have more than one?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Is this clear as mud?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I may have questions as we go, but yeah.
That's fine. All right. I need each of you gentlemen to pick a number between 0 to 6, and Jay, we'll start with you.
I like 4.
All right, for Ken.
I'm going to go with number one.
And Jimmy.
A five.
Five. Ah, Ken hit number one. So Kenny is first.
Ah, yeah.
All right. Question one. Which 1953 American black and white sci-fi monster film is based on Ray Bradbury's short story, The Foghorn?
Is it Godzilla?
Ooh, that is incorrect. Jay or Jimmy, do you want to try? Which 1953 American black and white sci-fi monster film is based on Ray Bradbury's short story, The Foghorn?
Well,
wow.
You guys don't have to answer this.
Yeah.
But you don't have any points either, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll guess.
All right. You could win a Jewish space laser.
Right. 1954. I will say... 53. No, 53. This is before that. Okay, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Ooh, that's incorrect.
Okay, yeah.
I was going to say, I guess again, the swamp creature, but...
No, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Damn.
Jimmy?
The Blob.
No. It was The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms.
Oh, yeah.
That okay. one is that one. I think, is the probably the most difficult question.
Okay.
Sorry, Ken. All
Thanks.
Right. next up is Jimmy. Jimmy, your question is, in North American folklore, what alternative name is the hairy, upright, walking, ape-like Bigfoot known by?
Sasquatch or Bigfoot?
That is correct for 300 points.
Come on.
I know. All right.
And Jimmy earns one laser, right?
No, he does not.
Oh.
It's...
Okay, gotcha.
He only gets... He got 300 points.
Okay.
If someone else answered it...
Yes.
Then they would get the laser.
Okay.
All right. Jason.
Ready?
Your question is, whose reputation for cruelty inspired the name of Count Dracula in Bram Stoker's 1897 Dracula?
That is Vladimir. Count Vladimir. Putin. No.
Wrong.
Franz. Franz. No, Vladimir. Oh, jeez.
What was his nickname?
Oh, Vlad the Impaler.
There you go.
Duh. Damn,
300 points.
That was one of those. I just couldn't think about it until I didn't think about it.
All right.
I was going to say Count Chocula, but I was wrong.
All right, question four. We're back to Ken.
Oh, boy.
In Greek mythology... Which race of giants had a single eye in the center of their foreheads?
Is it a Cyclops?
That is correct for 300 points.
Yes!
You guys are all tied.
Man.
300. Okay, we are back to Jimmy. Who portrayed Frankenstein's monster in the 1931 film Frankenstein?
Corus Borloff.
Close.
Jimmy or Jason?
Okay, what year?
Ken.
Right. What year was it?
1931.
Oh, Jason. Oh, I okay.
That's you.
I would have to go with the only thing I can know other than Corus Borloff. I would say it would be what's his name? Drawn up like he, okay, don't think about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Vlad the Impaler. No, wait.
Of course, Borloff, of course.
No, let's go with. Man of a Thousand Faces. Borloff. What's his name?
Karl Borloff.
Of
course, Borloff.
My laser's fizzling away. It is Bela Lugosi.
That's incorrect.
Oh my gosh!
And Jimmy gets 150 of your points.
Okay, so I lose 150, right?
You lose 150. Okay, Ken, do you want to try to answer that?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. No. We're looking for Boris Karloff.
I was going to say that. Oh,
man, yeah. Okay.
You said Boris Borloff.
Fucking dyslexic. It's the same thing.
Okay. We are back to Jason.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Which monster originated from a series of Japanese tokusatsu films of the same name?
Let's say Godzilla.
That is correct for 300 points.
Yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah.
We are back here.
All right.
A photo supposedly taken of which creature by surgeon Robert Wilson was published in the Daily Mail in April 1934.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes. A photo supposedly taken of which creature by surgeon Robert Wilson was published in the Daily Mail in April
1934. I'm going to go on a limb and say the Loch Ness Monster.
That is correct for 300 points.
Yes.
All right.
The fart threw me off there for a second. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
No, I understand.
The Loch Ness farter.
All right, Jimmy.
Brad brought an audio clip of that one.
Right.
He's crying.
According to Greek mythology, which fire-breathing monster is usually a lion with the head of a goat arising from its back and a tail that might end with a snake's head? This is for Jimmy.
Chimera?
Oh, that is correct.
Yes. That is funny, isn't it, Brad?
That is. That is very funny. And Jimmy, with that answer, Jimmy takes a lead with 750 points.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
All right. We're back to Jason.
Before the show, Brad said he had a game about monsters. And I yelled out, oh, is there a chimera? And blah, blah, blah. I won't say any of the other ones I guessed because they may be answers, apparently. Okay.
All right, Jay. The Bunyip is a large mythical creature from which people's mythology?
Let's see. The Bunyip. Aren't those like on the side of your foot?
That's a bunion.
That's a bunion.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to say, man, you threw me on what people. Boy, that's a good one. I'm even familiar with the bunyips, but I don't know like where. I will just give a poor man's guess of Irish.
Ooh, that's incorrect. Jimmy or Ken, you have a guess. You lose half your points if you get it wrong.
No, I'll pass.
Yeah, no.
Okay. We're looking for the Australian Aboriginal peoples.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd have never got that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right. This is for Ken. Which monster was killed by Hercules using sword and fire as the second of his 12 labors?
Oh, boy. Was it a Pegasus?
No, that is incorrect. Jimmy or Jason?
I'll say Medusa.
Ooh, that is incorrect, and you lose 300 points. You lose. Oh, I'm sorry. You lose. What's the question again? Did I say? I'll say the question again here. Which monster was killed by Hercules using sword and fire as a second of his 12 labors?
Oh, I know. Jimmy. I think I'll take it.
Jimmy?
The Hydra.
The Hydra?
Hail
is correct.
Hail Hydra.
Oh man,
Jimmy is up 1,050.
Show a little more.
And he got his first Jewish space laser.
Wow! Oh, look at it sparkle.
Use that That's carefully, impressive. Jimmy.
I'd like to thank Kevin Sorbo for making this moment happen.
Actually, the Pegasus did come out of Medusa's head when it was cut off. Did you know that, Ken?
No, I didn't. Okay. That was just a wild guess.
All right.
All right, this question is for Jimmy. The term zombie comes from the folklore of which country?
Zombie. Oh, man. They weren't called zombies, though. Transylvania, Romania. Oh, man. Where was it? Haiti. Oh, damn.
What's that?
I'm going to go. What country?
Yes.
Is Haiti a country?
Yes.
Haiti.
That is correct.
Yeah, I was going to say that's voodoo stuff there.
Yep.
Hey, Jimmy, that was in Gabriel Knight. I was just playing and read all about that zombie and the hoodoo, voodoo and stuff coming over.
The hoodoo. Yeah. The voodoo.
Yeah.
It all right. What?
Remind me of the babe.
Question 12. Which 2001 American computer animated comedy film produced by Pixar Animation Studios featured the voices of John Goodman and Billy Crystal?
Who's this?
This is Jay's.
Okay. Billy Crystal. John Goodman.
Just the good old boys.
Never
mean it. Right, yeah. I was going to say... Okay, I know he was in Emperor's New Groove, but that, I think, was before. And that was David Spade with John Goodman. And that was way before 2012.
2001.
Oh, okay.
2001 or 11?
2001.
Okay.
Okay.
I've heard 11.
In the before times.
But then, yeah, that was way before. That was, okay, then there was Hercules, but I don't think he was in that. But that would make more sense with Monsters. No. Oh gosh, Monsters, Inc.
Oh.
Wow.
Very good, Jay. Very good. You pulled it out. Path you're going down, I was
kind of worried. I was still thinking like Greek mythology and stuff.
I was so thin here thinking, okay, when did that come out? I thought, that didn't come out that late, but I guess it was.
All right. Next question. This is for Ken. Which beast mentioned the Bible in the Book of Job? Has come to be used for any extremely large or powerful entity.
You're so cute. You said Job.
Job. Sorry.
I have no idea.
Well, let's go over it again. Which beast mentioned in the Bible, the Book of Job, has come to be used for any extremely large or powerful entity?
Wow. I don't know.
Succubus. I don't know.
That's incorrect. Jay or Jimmy?
I want a couple of them in my bedroom.
I've got a guess, but those haven't panned out lately. Yeah. I lose
points.
Points. So I'm not. I refuse to participate on the grounds that I will lose points.
I don't know if this.
Jimmy?
No.
No? We're looking for Behemoth. A Behemoth.
Oh.
Definitely wouldn't have got that one.
You're going to kick yourself there. Yeah. All right. We move on. Question 14 here. This is for Jimmy. Which name is most often given to the fictional island that appears in King Kong films?
Oh, God.
Sphincter Island.
Oh, wait.
Jimmy has audio from Sphincter Island.
Oh, man.
I think I'm going to offer it up if Jimmy gets it wrong.
Oh. You're going to steal his Jewish space star thing.
What happens if I guess wrong?
Nothing.
Can I get a Jewish space ninja? I mean,
yes.
Okay.
Skull Island.
That is correct.
Yep.
That was it. 300 points. Wow. With that, Jimmy has a commanding lead.
Thanks to Jason.
Speaking of Jason, he gets question 15.
Okay.
This is the last question here. No Jewish space laser has been invoked. Which enormous sea monster, said to dwell off the coast of Norway, is often represented in the form of a gigantic squid?
All right. Norway, a giant squid, waterfowl. I know there's a leviathan, but that's not my final answer. I know there's giant squid, but that's not my answer. Let's go with leviathan.
That's incorrect. Jimmy or Ken?
I got nothing.
No, Jimmy?
This is the Kraken. That's Greek. I don't know. I don't know what those dumb white people are doing up there.
Okay. The answer was Kraken, Jimmy.
Oh, Kraken!
Mm-hmm. Wrong.
And we have a winner of the first game of Jewish space laser.
Wow. Does he get to take the laser home with him since he didn't use it?
He does. Oh, he does. That's Jimmy is our winner with 1,650 points.
Wow.
Ken comes in second with 825 points.
Oh, all right.
Jay is in last with 525.
Yeah, I gave them all away.
Those unlucky guesses.
Yeah. So join us next time for Jewish
space
laser.
We all know what that means. It's time to wrap up the show.
Oh.
So do you guys have anything else you want to bring up?
I have a question.
Okay.
Since 25,000 people were allowed to watch the Super Bowl in the stadium yesterday, does this mean we might be able to go to a concert sometime this summer? Just asking for a friend.
I don't know.
That'd be good news for Jay's.
What constitutes that as being safe, and
So, what percentage of whatever, wherever they were, and however many people it holds? How many was that? 25,000? Was that like 25% of it, or do you know?
I'd say probably 50%, maybe
50.
Wow. I mean, I'm guessing probably 50,000 people. And
I don't know. And here's my other question. I didn't even have a first one, but to tack onto that. So suppose venues or whatever start having concerts again, and they can only say go to 25% capacity or even 50%. That's fine. Yeah. Will they make enough money to do the shows? I mean, a lot of times, you hear, we're barely breaking even with, concerts and everything.
Just have to have $30 beers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
May I make it somewhere else? Not
really. No, I wouldn't think so,
So is that going to hold things back a little bit, too, if they can't have... I wonder what their percentage is that they have to have seats filled to actually make money on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that answer. I wouldn't think 25% would be enough, though.
Yeah, and they can't raise prices, you know, because then that 25% is not going to go, you know, because. Right.
But people are desperate to go out.
Okay, so
some people, I'm not.
I tell you what, I saw an interesting thing online the other day. It was about the three phases of a pandemic like this. And they said the first phase is obviously what we're in. That's where the medical and, you know, it hits everybody. And they say that this should, we should be out of the first phase by the end of 2021. And at that point, either herd immunity or vaccinations, there'll be enough people that have had it or can't get it that it'll, you know, we'll get past all this. Mm-hmm. Then the second phase will be in 2022 going to the end of 2023. And that is kind of the recovery, you know, trying to get, you know, businesses back to what it was, the economy back, you know, just recovering from all the change that happened for this first phase. And then once we get through that and things are pretty much back to normal, and they're talking 2024, they said to expect kind of like, you know, like at the end of the world wars and stuff, where like the roaring 20s and all that, you know, where everyone just went out, you know, and like that's all they live for is just concerts and social and, you know, anything to be around masses of people. Watching stuff at home is going to drop way down. You know, people are just going to be out and about. You know, parks are going to be filled and all that kind of stuff. I was like, yeah, that's an interesting, you know.
They're going to build new malls.
Hey, the mall, the return of the mall. Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
I just want to go to flea markets again. I don't have any money right now to buy anything.
Estate sales. Were you an estate sale guy, Jay, or no?
No, never been to one.
What? I can't wait for this pandemic to be over so I can not go out more.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now everybody's become a hermit, you know. Not going to want to go out anywhere.
Right.
Although, I don't even know what town I was in. This was a couple summers ago, driving through, and I just saw a sign that said, like yard or house sale. It was someone selling their house and everything inside was for sale. And I was just kind of wanting to, actually I saw a couple of them, but anyway, I just like walking through people's houses, you know? And, so went there and, oh man, this was a crappy little rundown house, but oh, it was so fun just walking through, going in the basement. I was like, I wonder if this place is haunted. You know, it was like one of those creepy cellar type places, damp and everything. Anyway, it's shag carpet, you know, and that old Brady Bunch paneling and stuff. I was like, wow, this is weird.
Shag carpet? Wow, that's interesting.
And so I didn't buy anything, but someone else, this other family, was buying like this, I don't know what it was, maybe a like a table or a dresser or something, but it was kind of big. And it was just the son and then like older parents, so I helped them. I was like, you guys need a hand with that? They're like, well, sure.
Oh, Jay.
So we went down, because there were like steps, couple flights of steps. Like, well, not flights, but things of steps going down and then into the trailer and stuff. Yeah. I was like, there you go. That was my good deed for the month.
I'll say. How much you give for that Chia pet?
That's what it was. The young couple, they were just sitting there. It's really weird. You're just going through their stuff, you know? And it's like, hey, I'll give you a buck for this. Yeah, sure. It's weird. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Did you guys watch WKRP?
Yeah.
Man.
From time to time.
I got that thing. I when it was on, I never watched it. I know Harry was the biggest fan in the world. And I only saw it because he brought it to work and we watched through the series at one point, you know, on DVD.
And, yeah, he got the good version with all the original music.
Well, I've got it also digitally, and it's the original stuff. And, man, I've been watching through that again. Oh, my gosh, talk about at least the early on. I haven't got to the later stuff, but, it didn't last that long. But, man, just every character, every person on there was so into their character. It was so great, man.
Yeah.
So many one-liners and famous quotes from that. man.
Yeah, it's like you can't imagine like anybody else playing those rules.
Nope. Right. That was just a one-time like, thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Les Nessman, you know, it's like there's only one Les Nessman. Or Johnny Thier, just any of them.
Yeah,
you know,
so. They were all perfect.
Did you watch MASH, Jay? Were you into MASH at all?
No, and I've tried, and I just can't get into it.
I used to watch it. Well, back in the day, MASH came on right after the news at 10:30. So,
oh yeah, Channel like 2,
I
watched. Right?
I think I've seen every episode of MASH about.
Yeah, I've seen probably at least three times. I've seen every episode.
Me too, probably. This is just one of those things. Like you watch the news, and then MASH came on. You watch MASH, you know?
Right? Connors. It's like to me, MASH is like what The Office is today. Like I can go back and watch.
Oh wow! Okay.
Episodes of Office.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah, I can too. Yeah.
So great.
Yep. MASH, if you make the next game about MASH or WKRP, that'd be good.
Ooh. Okay,
who's watching WandaVision?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
I've watched it, yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I like the episodes. The last two are really good.
Yeah, I would probably skip first three.
Well, I don't know. You kind of need them for the background of the story.
Man, I tell you, the whole 70s show, the Brady Bunch or whatever, Partridge Family, not story-wise, but the look-wise, how they nailed it. Oh, that has been my favorite one. And then this 80s last week, man, they hit that one on the head, too.
Her acting as, like, the concerned mother of the 80s.
Yes.
But the conversations were fantastic.
I'm really wanting, this is really wanting me, this is really making me want them to do a show like that, an actual show set and based and done just like the 70s or the 80s, because it could be done. They've done it. Uh-huh. You know, they've did such a great job at it. I don't know how long it would last, but... Oh.
Watch Roseanne again.
Yeah, go back and watch the original stuff.
Hell yeah.
That 70 show.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that Young Sheldon? You ever see any of that?
No, I burned out.
Like one half of an episode.
I burned out on the Big Bang, and so when Sheldon came around, I just wasn't interested. Yeah. It's pretty good?
It's kind of set around. It's okay. You know? But it's kind of set around that time frame of, you know, late 70s, you know.
Oh, okay.
When he was a kid, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
in that era.
I do listen to Ken on sitcoms because he's the one that told me about King of Queens. Man.
King of Queens.
He was like, because I said I forgot what I was watching, but I was kind of burned out. I was like, I need something new. And he was like, hey, have you ever tried this? It's pretty good. You know, I was like, no, I haven't. I watched that. Man. Bought it all on DVD. Now I've watched the whole series at least four or five times. The whole series. I'll just go straight through it. Yep.
Good stuff. Man, that time we had the motorized wheelchair, man, that episode. we were crying. I was crying laughing at that episode.
Yeah, that was later, like at season 8 or 9, whatever the last season, when he had his own place or whatever.
This kid at work, his 20-year-old at work, he's into Criminal Minds. So he's really like...
I don't watch any of that stuff.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I've never seen any of that.
You get into some of these shows on, like, these, like, whodunit shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just get...
Murder, She Wrote.
Anybody ever watched The First 48?
No.
Parts of it.
Okay. So, it's one of those shows where... It's the first 48 hours of a murder investigation.
That's what I call
the first 48. Because, you know, if you don't catch them within the first 48 hours, you know, it gets harder after that, whatever.
Those are the best hours.
Yeah. So it's basically the show starts from, you know, the time that the detectives get the call and they go out to the murder scene, you know, and interviewing people. It's just them trying to solve, you know, whoever did, you know, committed the murder or whatever, shooting.
Like, you know, real life Scooby-Doo.
Witnesses, yeah, and video surveillance and, you know, bring all these people in. So, I don't know. I just get sucked into watching those when those are on.
Well, that's going to do it for our Return to the Airwaves, episode 237. And we'll be back next week with more fun, more games.
Yes.
And more riveting talk, such
hopefully
as
this. Hopefully I'll remember. Send me a text. Why don't
all right.
You?
We'll do. We'll get back on the reminder.
Yeah.
Quick shout out to happy birthday, John Williams.
Oh, good old Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Get those corporate microphones out of your houses.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Metal X or production.
Thanks for watching.